Good morning. So this morning, we are reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And we're covering the subject of areas to grow in. And it's part of your physical earth suit general need, right? Right, so up until this point in the advancement of mankind, from the early days when they had really no resources on this planet and very little to understand what to do and how to do it, to the point whereby they learnt more and more and more and more. And then when the fallen angels came, they taught mankind to do a lot of things, right? Nothing particularly fancy and all of it pretty destructive. So that's what they came to do. And what you had was you had mankind growing into being a creature that was used by these spiritual entities for their own purposes. And they didn't really care about the people themselves. And they still don't. Right. However, God brought an end to that, in the sense that he opened an opportunity for people to step away from what those things were doing to them. And instead of just being an earth suit with a soul inside it, people now had an opportunity to be a spirit as well. Now remember, in Genesis chapter 2, where God created man, he breathed into him and he became a living soul. Does not say he became a spirit. He became a living soul. Right? God is spirit. And so inside this earth suit, we had a soul. All the way through, we see that God is spirit. And we see David saying, do not take your spirit from me. We see David speaking to God saying, please don't take your spirit from me. We see how David often refers to, in the Psalms, refers to himself as the soul. You say, I encourage my soul, right? And so we have this constant understanding that up until this point, man was just a soul and just an earth suit, right? And these other spirits had rule and reign over them. Now, Jesus then breaks that because he allows a person to be changed from having a four-dimensional spiritual covering in which the person's soul sits. And now the person has the opportunity to step into Jesus and to be granted what they had in the beginning, right, which is the nine-dimensional spirit, right? And we repeat those nine dimensions. The four that you are born with is height, depth, width, and time now. Whereas, and that time now is connected only to the physical realm. The fifth dimension and the sixth dimension are time past and time future. Right, but again, connected only to the physical dimension. And you can traverse that spiritually, right? You can't traverse that physically, but you can traverse that spiritually on the physical space. But then what happens is you also get your spirit and you get a new spirit, right? The old four-dimensional one is destroyed and you're getting this new one that has the additional three capabilities, which is spiritual interaction with time. Spiritual time now is 7. Spiritual time past is 8. Spiritual time future is 9. So you have these 9 dimensions, right? But you had no access to it. You had no way of doing that. You would have to have a change of your spirit for you to have the capabilities to be able to operate spiritually in those planes, right? And so When we have a look at this section that we're going to read now, this is the point at which this change takes place, right? And bear in mind, each one of these people have already accepted Jesus in their hearts, which means that they've been purified, which means that the Holy Ghost can come within them. Up until now, Holy Ghost has been upon everybody, hasn't been within, right? So here we go. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now it's interesting this. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They did not know that the Holy Spirit was going to come on that day. I think they might have suspected it, because this was the Feast of Weeks, and they were celebrating the Feast of Weeks, right? And because they were celebrating the Feast of Weeks, they were all together and they were all in one accord. They had celebrated the Feast of Weeks every year of their lives. And so they were doing it again now. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit, capital S Spirit, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, they've now changed. At this point, their spirit has changed. Physically, their earth suit is the same. The earth suit hasn't changed. But the earth suit's interaction with the soul has now changed. It now doesn't go directly to a four-dimensional spirit and then to the soul. It goes now to a nine-dimensional spirit. And the soul is obviously within. So that is how you now are changed. And because you're changed, your earth suit now has to get used to something that's different. Before, your earth suit understood your spirit because it had the four dimensions that the earth suit has. But now the earth suit is dealing with an entity that has other dimensions that it does not have, and it doesn't know how to deal with them. So there's this mismatch in communication in a way. Your earth suit is trying to communicate things, and your nine-dimensional spirit understands way more than what your earth suit understands. Before, your earth suit could dictate how your spirit had to behave because it was a one-to-one relationship between the earth suit and the spirit that you were given when you were born. But now that you have this new spirit, the earth suit can't do that. Now it'll try and force you. It'll try and, out of habit and out of the different things that are going on around you that you are used to, it'll try and force you into those different things through peer pressure, through fear. And this is where those other spiritual entities will apply emotions to your earth suit, because it can no longer control your spirit. You see, your spirit used to be four-dimensional, and it's a bit like a rider of a horse who's an intelligent human being controlling a horse. Now, it doesn't mean horses are completely unintelligent, but they can't do calculus. They can't do the things that human beings can do, right? And we can keep them penned up, and they can't really keep us penned up. So the spiritual entities had control over the four-dimensional spirit of a person because the earth suit was also four-dimensional, and they can only influence via the earth suit. They can't influence the spirit directly, right? You have to give them permission as a spirit. You have to give them permission to then enter you or cause trouble with you, etc. And you do that by various means. But the point is, you have to give them permission. Once you've given yourself over to them, they can rule you. They can do whatever they want. When you give your heart to Jesus, Jesus then changes your spirit to a nine-dimensional spirit. Once you change to a nine-dimensional spirit, you're on equal footing and better than those other spiritual entities. Now it's not a case of you being a horse and they being a human, or, you know, in terms of that kind of difference in intelligence, etc. Now, because of Jesus, you have the capability in terms of your faculties to be able to override them. But the problem is, you don't know that. You still think that you're the earth suit. And so they will keep trying to treat you as though you haven't changed. You have to remember that you have. You have to remember that within Jesus, because that's where you are, within Jesus, He overrules and overrides them. Right? They will never go against Jesus. And you're still growing as a baby spirit. You're still growing into what you will eventually be. Right? You're learning the different faculties. You're learning to pray. You're learning to have your quiet time with God. You're learning to have all those things we covered in how to measure your spirit. You're learning how to do those. You're developing and developing and developing. But in the meantime, you're sitting within Jesus, so you are protected. The problem is, you're still sitting with a four-dimensional earth suit. And those things can influence by way of emotions. And if they can convince you that you have not changed, you won't rely on any of the other capabilities God has given you. You won't go to prayer. You won't go to quiet time with the Lord. You will just respond according to this earth suit. You will not operate in this physical world using God's spiritual principles. And that's how they can still control Christians. Is that keep convincing them that actually, you know what? That's not working, or whatever the case is. And that word, that's not working, you've got to be careful with. God chooses timing. Satan wants you to think something isn't working when actually it is. You know, you flip the switch on the kettle to boil the water. You know it's going to take time for that water to get boiled. Satan will say, no, it's not working. Look, it's not boiling. The water's not doing anything. It's slowly heating up, but he'll try and get you to switch it off because, hey, it's wasting your time and your energy. Right? And then you switch it off by yourself. Satan cannot cause you to switch it off. You have to make a decision to switch it off. But now you've got to make a decision. Who are you? Are you the physical earth suit, which is four-dimensional? Or are you now this nine-dimensional spirit that is overruling and controlling your physical earth suit? Is that the way it's working? Because that's the way it should work. Because then every emotional thing that comes your way, every spiritual attack that comes your way, it's going to come against your physical earth suit. You are going to reject it because you are far stronger than your earth suit. And you're far stronger through the name of Jesus than any of those other entities. Right? This is the point at which everything changed, because the Holy Ghost now comes within a person. Not possible if you're not already a nine-dimensional spirit. Becoming a nine-dimensional spirit cannot happen unless you give your heart to Jesus, and Jesus then destroys the old spirit and gives you a brand new spirit. It's not an upgrade. You don't keep the other four and get five extra. It's not an upgrade. It's completely new. The soul is taken out of the other one. That spirit is destroyed. And you're put into a completely new spirit, which is pure and perfect before God. That's what God sees. That's what God sees. He sees your new perfect spirit. Right? Don't go and mess it up and hand that over to Satan, though. Eh? If you turn against God after having a new spirit, there's no ways that you can turn back again, because now you have tasted what it's like to have the Holy Ghost. You can't turn back again like that, right? Now, if you never understood, you know, you thought that you'd given your heart to the Lord, but you never really grasped it, you never really understood it, and God knows whether you did or didn't, well, then you can turn back to the Lord, right? But if you truly, truly knew, and you turned away, well, then there's no way back for you. But once again, I always caution people, ask. You never know whether God believes you knew or not, because he knows your heart. He knows the truth of you. So ask him. Ask him. Turn back to him anyway. It's never a hopeless case this side, and especially when people are praying for you, right? So, at this point, your earth suit now takes a back seat to your spirit. Now, this goes for whatever work you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with. You now operate as a spirit inside your earth suit. Earth suit only has the four capabilities, right? Height, depth, width, and time, this instant, this moment that you're in. That's all your earth suit can do. But of course, you extend way beyond that. And therefore, learning how to walk and be with the Lord and operate within the nine dimensions that he's given you is an exciting and amazing journey. It's an amazing journey. I remember when I first understood this, for example, let me tell you what happened. So, driving along, and I'm listening to Christian radio station, and there's a report that comes out that there was a young lady who was sacrificed on a mountain in Magaliesburg in South Africa. And she was set alight by some people. Now, she had been friends with them. She thought that they were good people, in terms of her version of good people. But reality was that they were really filled with a lot of darkness. And while I was listening to the radio station, I said, Lord, you could have had anything playing on the radio right now. Why are you letting this play? Because I can't do anything about it. And he said, yes, you can. I said, what can I do? She's gone. There's nothing I can do. It's past. And he said, no, that's not how it works. I said, well, then you've got to explain, because I don't understand. He said, you see, I heard every prayer before I even said, let there be light. And I have constructed everything going forward to answer those prayers. So I said, that's fine, Lord, but I can't make her body just suddenly rematerialize. I mean, it's burnt, it's gone. He says, I'm not asking you to do anything with her physical earth suit. So I said, well, then what are you? He said, you can pray that while she was on fire, that she saw me and that she cried out to me. And that she's with me in heaven. I said, done, Lord, done. Absolutely, I pray that and I stand by it. And you know what? I honestly believe, and I pray one day that her parents hear this message, but and her siblings, etc. But I know that that's what happened. I know that that's what God did. But notice, that's called praying backwards in time. To us, in our physical state, we look at it as backwards in time. But when you get a nine-dimensional spirit, you operate outside of time. You can pray backwards in time, but you can only influence the spiritual side. You can't influence the physical side, because that's not part of the physical dimension. And so, I encourage you, you can pray like that. As a Christian with a nine-dimensional spirit, you have that capability. And then trust and believe. Trust that the Lord will have done that. So let's read this again. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit is speaking to you about. But if you're following along with us in the handbook, then make your keywords in the second column and score yourself on the right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.